You're tuned to Radio Poland. Welcome to Q&A, a program showcasing the news and views of trends and phenomena in Polish society. I'm Agnieszka Łaszczuk. Welcome to the show. Poland has confronted a wave of racist incidents in recent months. In early September, a history professor was beaten up on a tram in Warsaw after he was heard speaking German to a colleague, news that's made international headlines. This week, we addressed a worrying spike in racially motivated attacks in Poland and speak to Professor Rafał Pankowski of the Never Again Association, an NGO that promotes tolerance, fights against anti-Semitism, as well as monitors racist and hate crime incidents in Poland, among others. Professor Pankowski has also published a number of articles and several books on nationalism and xenophobia.
Unfortunately, I am afraid it is emblematic of a wider reality that we have observed over the last period, which is about the growth of xenophobia and racism and, in general, intolerance on different levels. And, of course, we know it's not just a Polish problem. It is a broader problem in Europe, in many different countries. But we have noted a rise in xenophobic acts, xenophobic behavior in Poland in the recent months.
More and more commentators are saying that actually there is a growing political and social consensus in Poland that instances of violence can be tolerated. Some left-wing journalists also add that the government acts like it was implying that it would correct injustices and people are allowed to take revenge. How would you comment on such statements?
Well, I think it is very unfortunate if some members of the political elite look the other way and try not to notice what is happening in front of our eyes. I think it is a paradox also because Poland used to be a very diverse country. It was the most multicultural society in Europe for a long period in its history, for many hundred years. Today, Poland is the most monocultural society in Europe. Paradoxically, it has the smallest percentage of minorities in Europe today, which is in contradiction to the long history of multiculturalism. And despite this, despite the small number of minorities, the levels of xenophobia and antisemitism, for example, are relatively high. And for some decades already, we have talked about the phenomenon that has been called antisemitism without Jews, because the Jewish community is very, very small. Today, we could also add a relatively new phenomenon that could be called Islamophobia without Muslims, because the number of Muslims is very small. And despite this, the level of hostility and prejudice and stereotypes has become very high. And this, I think, is often promoted or incited in an artificial way by media, by politicians, and especially by far-right organizations that promote racism and xenophobia, especially among young people.
As an academic, you've published widely on racism, nationalism and xenophobia in Poland. May you briefly mm-hmm. explain the roots of nationalist movements in mm-hmm. our country?
Of course, it is a very complex question, but it is a very important question too. Well, some would say this phenomenon, this problem results from socio-economic factors such as unemployment and international financial economic crisis. And obviously there is some truth to that, but I don't think it explains everything. There are also very important issues around identity, and especially national identity, around culture, around ideology, values. And it is clear that in the last years, in particular, the far right has managed to promote radical nationalist values successfully among large groups of the younger generation in particular, also through the use of popular culture and youth culture, through the football culture, for example, or through social media and the internet. Also, there has been a strange phenomenon of promoting racism and xenophobia through music, including hip-hop, which obviously is an African-American music style, but that has been used and manipulated as a tool of promoting nationalism and hatred in Poland, paradoxically. So these are just examples, but as a result, I think we have seen a process, and the Never Again Association has monitored and documented this process over the years of successful promotion of xenophobic ideologies by far-right organizations among the younger generations in Poland. And in some ways, I believe the wave of hate crime that we are watching just now is a kind of result of this process of build-up of the far-right in Poland over the years.
So are there any effective ways and strategies to fight nationalism?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I think it really depends on all of us as citizens of Poland and citizens of other countries in Europe, what the future direction of Europe will be. I think, of course, it is very important to show solidarity with the victims of hate crime. They must not feel isolated in the social context. They should feel solidarity from other citizens, from other social groups. This is the single most important issue. And of course, we need a more effective implementation of the existing legislation on hate crime and hate speech. This legislation is there, but it isn't used in a very effective way. And it's not a new problem. Again, this is an issue that the Never Again Association has been talking about for many years now. And finally, we need to do a lot in the field of education. And education, of course, is not just what happens in the school. It's not just about the school curriculum, which, of course, is very important. But it's also important to look at the other spaces of socialization, if you like, other sites where young people get their values and take them into their future lives. So once again, it could be the football stadium, a rock concert. It could be other places where ideas and values are promoted, and we need to make sure that this would also be values of a tolerant society.
Definitely. And I want to discuss another issue. How to respond when you see racial abuse in public? Very often when some kind of harassment happens, it's of course met with silence.
First of all, I think the biggest problem is a certain indifference that is often the case. And the indifference is interpreted as supporting the racists, which obviously is very dangerous and negative. So we must not stay indifferent. We must not be silent in the face of situations like that. We should definitely stand up in all the possible ways. Yes, we should also encourage others who are witnesses to stand up and first of all try and protect the victim. And we should also inform any institution that might be useful that is supposed to help people who are victims for one reason or another. And we have the right to demand this kind of protection as citizens for ourselves and for others.
Professor Rafał Pankowski there from the Never Again Association, who has also published a book in English under the title The Populist Radical Right in Poland, The Patriots. And I'm Agnieszka Łaszczuk. Thanks for tuning in to Q&A. Join us next week.